Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is, it's Wednesday, and through all the stuff that we deal with, we have relationships and family that take care of the folks here at 93.7 The Ticket. Now, the folks at Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul, Charles Phillips, stopped by, and they are now doing a lunch self-serve buffet. And you can check yourself out, make your own plate. Brisket, today he brought everybody who was on the shift meals today. Jay Foreman, you've got yours to take with you. Exceptional. And then the folks from Canopy Street Market and Dan Swanson and the crew down there take care of our student athletes exceptionally well. And then they take care of us as well. And I want to say thank you, because they make prepared meals, and I can speak to athletes who do shows here. They make the meals, they put them in the refrigerator, and then the athletes come and take them as they want when they come in to do their shows. Dan Swanson, thank you for who you are and what you do. The folks at Canopy Street Market. And Jay, if you ever, on a Tuesday, if you ever don't know what you're going to do for lunch,
go down there.
They make tacos, street tacos. Street tacos, they're $1.25 each.
Now,
but here's the thing. Like, every construction worker within driving distance is in line. Waiting, like they nurses.
I got patience. I'll be there.
Yeah, get there at like 11:20. Because you get there 11:40, the line is serious, and people are anxious that they're not going to get all their tacos. I'll go get like 8. I'll get some. You can get soft shelled. You can get hard tacos, sour cream, cheese, salsa. The works.
Yeah,
the works. So. And then if you ever don't want to cook, go down there. They have the best salads in town.
Do they?
Yeah, like I'll go there rather than grocery stores. Their salads are better. And here's a little thing, if you sell food, especially salads, what they do better than anybody else is they put the dressing in a container in the salad.
Yeah, I like that.
So no matter what the salad is, whatever the dressing that goes with that salad, they have a little ramekin full, capped, covered, in actually tucked underneath some of the salad. So when you get it to go, or when you get home, you don't have to deal with none of that. And I'm all in. And they also do a thing that I love, which is they do not put onions in their salads. You can ask for them, they'll do it, but they don't do it. Some places do it all. So, shout out to y'all, because y'all, the hookup is real. Jay, we were talking about it. So, the announcement that Tom Brady officially is going to retire again, officially, reportedly, allegedly. No, through his own words, he's done. And the GOAT conversation for me, it's the same in basketball. I'm kind of like, okay. To the people he's the GOAT, he's the GOAT. People who he's not, they're
yeah, it's always in the eyes of the beholder.
They'll argue.
I mean, you're about to have that conversation again with LeBron and MJ.
Right? Like, it's constant. Well, I always say, well, I don't know how you have LeBron and MJ without having LeBron Kobe first. But, that, like, before you get to MJ, go to Kobe. Like, before you get in the Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Jabbar sphere, go tell me why he's better than Kobe. But there's that. But the quarterback position is so unique. And tomorrow I'll ask you to do linebackers. But today, the GOAT conversation in pro football is pretty linear. Like, you can – there's a direct line from the start of pro football to today. With yeah. Tom Brady being the current,
yeah, it's gonna GOAT. Be hard. It's gonna be hard for. I don't know in my lifetime if somebody will surpass Brady.
We didn't. We certainly didn't think anybody would pass Montana.
No Mahomes.
No, unless they go on a run. I mean, just
he's gonna have to think about it. He's gonna have to go to 20. Yeah, postseasons.
I mean, it's the salary cap.
Win 10 conferences.
Brady taking a ton of concessions financially because of the amount of money that he was already making off the field and for the betterment of the team and the betterment of his career and having a defense and players, Hall of Fame players on both sides of the ball, in particular Brady, but on defense and guys that maybe not make the Hall of Fame but were playoff Hall of Famers mm-hmm. like Willie McGinnis and uh-huh. Teddy Bruschi and all those guys. Yeah. It's just not – and then also have having the continuity and merit from ownership to GM slash head coach. But it just doesn't happen anymore.
Well, the coach commitment has to – Mahomes' biggest issue, Andy Reid is old and he's not going to be there for long.
But it's not that. It's the way that they play where everything's predicated – from the very beginning, it's been predicated on Mahomes. Whereas, the first couple Super Bowls, it was – Brady was just, three steps ahead of being a game manager, especially mm-hmm. in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just morphed in from there. And then and the consistency in the Patriots to consciously always adjust what they do. And then obviously Brady being okay with it, lock and step for the betterment of the team. The focus on winning. Focus on winning is not there in any of these quarterbacks coming up.
Or winning everything at all costs.
They don't – I mean, if you want just a snap –
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shot of it. Aaron Rodgers is talking about I can go somewhere and still win an MVP. Gronkowski is like, you need to be worrying about Super Bowls. they were talking about Brandon Spikes, I think, was a linebacker up there. And he had a really good year. I do remember. I was like, man, he should have made the Pro Bowl. He was down in the dumps. Now, Brady didn't understand it because Brady is always in the Pro Bowl conversation. He never gets probably got to go because they always were playing in the AFC Championship or Super Bowl. But he was down because he didn't make it, right? And I understood where he's coming from. Brady put it, he's like, yeah, you know, you probably should have made it, but get over yourself. He's like, we're worried about Super Bowl, something that's more important. And in at the end of the day, especially as you see the Pro Bowl now, it is more important being a Super Bowl champion. Trust me.
That was the last segment. This Super Bowl's done. I mean, the Pro Bowl's done. The Pro Bowl's done as a game, as an event. The honor may go away.
It's not even worth it anymore.
Like, it's just done.
I just would like to know from, just say, from the time my dad started going to the Pro Bowls, just say 1972, all the way up until they all of a sudden start to try to save themselves and all this other stuff, how many really there were injuries and how much really, why what the change was. Now, granted, not going to Hawaii anymore changes what.
Big, huge difference.
The moment they took it away from Hawaii.
Dunzo.
That's not appealing anymore because players go to Orlando.
Well,
and
that's the payoff for the wife to for a year's worth of, hey, bearing with it.
It's for the family. But it's the way they did the Pro Bowl. They did it after the Super Bowl. Even the guys that made it on the teams that played in the Super Bowl, they were kind of – it was a brotherhood.
They would still go.
Yeah, but it's a brotherhood, and you're secluded. Versus now, it's no different. It's pretty much just like going to hang out and
– it's a meet and greet.
Yeah, a meet and greet. You know, so it's just like a little
– well, the advantage –
like a barbecue.
Well, the advantage for Pro Bowl was the two teams in the Super Bowl, you were superstars at the Pro Bowl. Like, you were celebrities because everybody wanted to be where you were. Like, them dudes were sitting on the sideline. Most of them didn't play, but they got their jersey. They got the ceremony. They got the dinner. They got the check. But they didn't take the beat down because they were like, well, only you non-championship team players play and actually play in the game. And they gave each other grief, and then that was part of the motivation. But they showed up at the event, and there was a reason why they would take their $35,000 or whatever it was and take their families – take mom, dad, wife, kids to Hawaii as a celebration of the season ending. They've ruined it. Then the game was ruined anyway. But it's now business. It's business. Like, I'm not going to take the risk. I'm not going to let Jay Foreman. I'm not going to let Sean Taylor take my head off.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to do that. So then they said, we'll play flag football. Well, no. Nobody wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little watered down, and it is what it is. I'm sure it's something that they'll address in the next CBA or something like that, but I think it's lost its luster. They're going to have to figure out something else to do to make it more appealing for players to kind of participate in.
Well, Big Bird says this, and it's true, and it's part of the problem and the solution. Geno Smith will get $500,000 because it was in his contract that if he played in the Pro Bowl – that he'd get $500,000 bonus.
Well, good for him.
Right?
He earned it, though.
Tyler Huntley, who threw two touchdowns this year.
Yeah, see, that's where you lose, you know, that's where you really lose a lot of respect for me. Like, I understand you need somebody in there, but nah, man. You ain't got no business being in the Pro Bowl.
And like, nobody?
Derek Carr walked out on his team 2 weeks ago.
Right, he wasn't even a starter. Yeah, he lost the job.
I'm not hating, but if you got to put him in there as a Pro Bowler, then you shouldn't have anybody.
Like,
straight up. They're not doing anything. They shouldn't be in there. So I think it's just, you know, it's one of those things. But back to Brady, you know, he is the GOAT.
What would you say?
Wouldn't it have been
like if everybody involved really wanted to do the right thing? The right thing would be this. Tom announces his retirement, and then he goes to the Pro Bowl and does all the ceremonial stuff. It's non-contact. It's just him. You get to give him his big rocking chair and do the jersey swaps and do the autograph signings and the pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah, you could.
It would help the event.
But he got a movie coming out Friday, Play. He got bigger things. He's done.
Look, man, everything bigger than the thing that made you big. That is just –
you know, he's onward and upward, and I don't think Brady's going to do anything above and beyond for the NFL that actually tried to tarnish his reputation.
Yeah, but they changed rules for him three times.
You changed rules not
three
only for
times.
Him, not for but it's him, Peyton Manning, and all the other stuff. But they consciously overlooked quarterbacks that with the Deflategate that had told you we do the same thing. But since it was reported,
yeah, but you got caught. You got caught.
But how do you? But if I say I do this, I am caught.
No, you do it. Do you know what that is? It's the movie Life. We need to find out who this baby's daddy is.
Right.
And then the first guy goes, "I'm the daddy," and they're like, "No, I'm that baby's daddy. No, I'm that baby. I'm the pappy." No, it's all.
Right.
it's the okie doke, and we should be better than that. Like we should be better than that. We'll throw the break. I want Jay's top five football players all time. His top five football players. And why there's only four, because one of them is Sammy Ball. One of them has to be Sammy Ball, or we riot. We'll get that and close out Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.